You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
I got a bad case of loving you. Yeah, it's his walk-on music. It's required under his contract. It's Robert Thompson, also known as Washington Post Dr. Gridlock. Good morning to you, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Mary. I'm well, and I hope you are, too.
We are. And listen, we want to get into this surge number, 13? Yes, lucky 13. What could possibly go wrong with a number like that? So where are we on the surge, and what is this next surge going to be, and who's going to be impacted by it?
Well, it is lucky in a sense, if I could offer a silver lining. At least we've got the blue line back, and the one that just ended was the last of the surges that involved station closing. The next few coming up are single tracking, trains sharing a track. But that's I guess, easy for me to say because I'm not out there every day riding.
Waiting on a train,
But this one coming up starting Saturday and lasting for almost a month is going to affect riders on the yellow and blue lines in Northern Virginia especially. And the Yellow Line Rush Plus service is going to disappear for this. And what riders in Northern Virginia especially are going to notice is that there are fewer trains taking them into and back from D.C.
Yeah, that they say one every 24 minutes.
It's very difficult. For us talking about it, that sounds radical, but those veteran riders who have been through all these surges over the last year, that's going to sound more typical to a lot of them.
Yeah, this, when I hear these stories about, you know, the financial situation going on here and the problem, the union fighting and the unions fighting the management, don't you need, it would appear to me that you need everybody to cooperate to try to pull yourself out of this, because it's almost like a downward spiral. You start cutting service and then not as many people ride because now it's not as convenient. How do you pull yourself back out of this?
Well, first, Mary, that's a good description of the situation that Metro is in right now and the whole region is in. A lot of folks are arguing now that Metro needs a new governance system. It doesn't just need an infusion of money. It needs a whole new way of managing from the top down. And it's a sign of how frustrated people are that they're calling for an end to the Metro Compact. That's the way Metro is governed. It's a compact among the local jurisdictions. People want, the Federal City Council specifically wants there to be a smaller Metro board, a more professional board to get a grip on these things and run it on a more business-like and professional basis.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't want to pick up on Mary's point there, because in the last Metro meeting, there seemed to be some pretty dire information coming in about how ridership was down, how the income that they take from riders was down dramatically. And you're in a situation, as Mary said, where you're sort of circling the drain. You're in the death spiral. I mean, literally, it could continue to if that pattern continues, it might get to a point of no return unless something really drastic does happen.
Well, yes, but one thing for perspective, Brian, the first time I heard a senior Metro official refer to the death spiral, it was shortly after we entered this century. and Metro is still operating.
Still chugging along.
But it is very dire, the situation.
Yes, Metro has lost about 100,000 riders since its peak in 2009. And what the latest fighting and hand-wringing is about is that Metro looks like it'll have a shortfall in its current budget. We talk a lot about the budget for the next fiscal year that starts in July, but now it looks like they've got a deficit in their current budget. And that's largely due to the decline in ridership that has occurred just in the past year during the history of the SafeTrack projects. Metro figures it's going to lose about $50 million in the current year because of the decline in ridership for SafeTrack.
And at this time, this very critical juncture, as Mary pointed out again, the unions are fighting with Metro, and Metro is the union is urging employees not to work voluntary overtime. They did a robocall. What's the latest on that?
Well, so far, that doesn't seem to have made much difference, and it's a little bit murky on the legalities of all of this. Metro management says that what the union is doing in urging the workers not to work overtime is illegal. But it's actually a bit squishy whether that is illegal under the current contract. And also, it's going to be up to workers to decide for themselves what they're going to do. Are they actually going to forego that extra income? That's a pretty tough decision for a person to make. We haven't seen any fallout from this yet.
If you had to pinpoint one thing, because ridership is going down, so the question has to be asked, why? Why is ridership going down? Because that seems to be the hole in the dike you have to plug first. You got to maintain riders in order to maintain the money coming in. What is the one thing that if you could just wave a magic wand and change, what is the one thing you would change?
Trains arriving on time. But it's easy to wave a magic wand on that, but you'd probably see absolutely no effect from doing that. Metro's been working on that particular thing for years now, actually since 2011, and many riders will tell you they don't see much difference in the way Metro is operating out there on the tracks and on the platforms. So it's a difficult thing to even to analyze what the total loss in ridership stems from. Sure, a lot of folks are dissatisfied with the level of service, the reliability of service, but also there's been a great rise in telecommuting in the D.C. region, and a lot of folks after the Great Recession didn't come back to the same jobs they had before. Senior Metro officials are scratching their heads trying to figure out what the future of Metro is going to be. Will those riders that they've lost since 2009 ever come back, even if they do provide reliable service?
Well, it's we're all going to get ready for surge number 13. And by the way, that's not the last one. We got more to come.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Gridlock, thank you so much for joining us. Robert Thompson from the Washington Post.